K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, postcast edition. Triple P is turned into quadruple P, usually for the podcast, postcast of every match, game, or whatever it is that we're trying to cover. Eddie Greer, your host, covering all things K-State on this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast here. And this probably won't go out till late tonight. Originally, I wanted to wait until both games were done, but I said, hey, you know, let's just split it up. Obviously, when you hear this, episode 116 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly should be up as well. So, you're going to get a lot of K-State coverage this weekend. K-State volleyball opened up with a sweep just a while ago against Sam Houston Bearcats. 3-0 there. Reese self-leg story here. Not going to talk too long, obviously, here as I'm recording this in the heat of the day, folks. I have a break in the action here. Aaliyah Carter logging in a match-high 12 kills. Straight sets over the Bearcats in this one. Alina Baca continues her domination here early on. I know it's only one game, but she also was a factor in the preseason win against Wayne State. I mentioned her quite often here lately on the Pro Project Podcast there. She added in, let me see here. Yeah, she added in 10 kills herself with two aces there. Leah Carter, 12 kills, added two blocks. Haley Warner, 7 kills, 2 blocks. And Sydney Bolding added 6 kills, 2 blocks, along with 2 more aces on that as well. Pretty straight cemetery here. Straight, she can get straight forward here. The Cats took care of business now. When this podcast goes up, obviously it's going to be a break in the action, but we'll have the postcast of game 2 first thing in the morning. Obviously NC State comes a little bit later, but when that's out, that's going to be out first thing on the podcast feed. So if you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, you might want to do that right now. So much going on this weekend between volleyball, soccer, and the preparation of the kickoff season opener, home opener of the 2022 season for K-State football next Saturday against South Dakota there as well. Lauren Hinkle to add in for the Cats here, handing out a career high 31 assists in this game. 9 digs, liberal, Mackenzie Morris, kind of the wild card for this team that I call her in a good way. Paced the back row with 14 digs. So K-State now will look to take the doubleheader later on tonight against NC State. So K-State 1-0. They'll face off against the NC State Lady Wolfpack later on. That match will depending on how things pan out with NASCAR with the race down there. I hope to catch it. If not, I'll be keeping track of it on my laptop. But yeah, this match set for 7. I shouldn't say it because it's going to be a moot point when the postcast comes up later on, late tonight on the feed. But yeah, absolutely 1-0. Good start. So you take care of business. And I might as well say the scores while I'm at it here. K-State, of course, led by Aaliyah Carter and Alina Baca. 25-14 in set 1. 25-22. In set number 2, and then of course to complete the sweep, 25-14, and Sam Houston State scored 14 points in both sets 1 and 3 there. So the defense for the volleyball team setting standard here in the first game. I know it's just the first game, but you want to start off on the right foot, and hopefully K-State will take care of business in the nightcap against NC State at Bramlage later on in a couple of hours. And again, I know I talked about this a little bit. We recapped this a little bit in episode 116, but there will be another reminder that there will be a postcast on the win for Kansas State women's soccer against Texas Rio Grande late last night as well. 1-0 there, so be on the lookout for that sometime this weekend before complete that 2-game road trip for K-State women's soccer down there in the state of Texas against University of Tennessee. I said it. University of Texas San Antonio. I knew I was going to say Tennessee in there somewhere. University of Texas San Antonio, the next opponent for women's soccer there. But on this postcast, K-State takes care of the Bearcats of San Jose State in straight sets to open the 2022 season for K-State women's volleyball. They take it 3-0 and look forward to the nightcap against NC State. We'll have the results there for you guys in the feed tomorrow morning. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Again, you want more K-State action, make sure you subscribe to this podcast for more of K-State, all K-State, not just football and basketball, obviously, but we try to attempt to cover everything outside of that as well. Big weekend and a big weekend next week for K-State athletics. Cross country is also going to be starting next weekend as well, so we'll definitely have our eyes on that as well. K-State takes it in straight sets to open up the K-State Invitational here in the Little Apple. 3-0 over the Bearcats of Sam Houston State. Eddie Greer, go Cats! The Purple Project Podcast coverage continues.